Blog Talk Radio.
This is Forbes Myers, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio station ever.
Hi, this is David Fumero, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Melissa Fumero on Stardish Radio.
Hey, everyone. If you didn't realize it, you are on Stardish Radio. Oh, God, I got to fix that. Welcome back, guys. Today is January 22nd, 2009. I'm your host, Joanne, long time no talk people. It's an exciting show tonight. The Divas of Daytime will be joining us. Bobby Eakes, Kathy Breyer, and the ever so lovely Kathy DePaiva. Very excited about that. Kathy's never been on the show, so it's a true treat for me to have her on. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Okay, let me get real quick a couple calendar updates. If you guys are on Facebook, you definitely saw that I threw out some event invitations. Next Monday, Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill will be joining me. So that's next Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill. And then on Tuesday, the 27th of January, Ted McGinley. Everybody knows Ted McGinley from Married with Children, The Love Boat, Sports Night. He was just recently on Dancing with the Stars. And more importantly, he's been doing an original movie for the Hallmark Channel called The Note with Emmy Award winner Jeannie Francis from General Hospital. So make sure you all tune in for that. Respond to the events on Facebook. But right now, what I'm going to do is I'm picking up this lovely, beautiful diva, Miss Bobby Eakes.
Hey.
Hey, you. How are you doing?
Hey, you. I am great. How are you?
You know what? I'm so glad you got the opportunity to come back on. I felt like such an id after the last one. So this is
you should have seen me. You should have seen me because I was.
But you know what?
I was
I'm
talking to you like you could hear me before, and I didn't even know that I wasn't being heard for the longest time. It's so funny.
Well, I got like a whole list in front of me now, and I'm like looking. I saw it. I said, oh, let me shut my mouth and pick her up because she is not going to spend a second on hold, okay?
No problem.
So I'm glad you got to come back. I'm searching the switchboard for your co-partners here. I don't see anyone yet. So
I just spoke to both of them, so they will be on in a second, I'm sure, because they're getting ready to call you. I just talked to both of them.
Okay, let me just pick up this one real quick, because this one, it doesn't quite match what I have, but I'm going to try it. Hi, who's this on the phone?
Cassie.
It is? Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I'm thinking, can you hear me? Because I'm talking, I'm saying, hello, Bobby.
Okay,
I know,
yes,
that's what I would
You see what I'm – okay, Bobby, just so you could see, this is not the number that I was given, so that's why I wasn't even looking for that number.
That's right, because my cell phone is dead.
Oh, okay. Well, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Joanne, for having me.
Oh, God, I've been trying to get you on this show since April, girl.
Well, because 10 o'clock's way past my bedtime.
Oh, I know. And you know what? I will gladly, for any one of you guys that are on any of these shows, if you need to do it earlier, I will certainly do it earlier. I have no issue with that. Tyler, go to bed. Good night. Sorry, my son just came back in. Go to sleep. Good night. Yes, okay. Off to bed. I try and do it at this time because I figure these kids are going to be asleep, but oh, God forbid.
My son just came in and said, Mom, can you get me something? I had a stuffy nose. So I was like, Bobby, I was on the phone with Bobby, and I said, just a minute, JQ. So I was doing the exact same thing. So.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are multitasking.
You know, when my 8-year-old knows that I'm on the phone with people, he right away comes in and he tries to get on with you guys and tries to sit and get in the conversation. But it's like, buddy, you got an early day, buddy. Let's get to bed.
Yeah,
all right. Let's find Kathy real quick before we move on. Kathy, where are you? No.
You must have a big switchboard.
Yeah, and you know what? Now that you guys are on, it's like trying to sort through all these numbers. It's like wow, because there's so many different area codes, and I was given a list of possible numbers that you guys would be calling from, so I'm, like, searching area codes now. We've got Chicago, we've got Illinois, other parts of Illinois, we've got Hawaii on here, we've got Jacksonville, Florida.
No, she's not there.
Yeah, we've got, here she is. There you go. There's Miss Kathy Breyer. Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Welcome back to the show.
Yes, of course.
I love, we got your girls on. So I got the Divas of Daytime on Stardish Radio.
Well, we're thrilled to be here. Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, the chat room's going insane right now. They're going crazy. So, you know what? I'm really excited, and I'm going to share. We didn't get to talk about this the last time I had Kathy and Bobby on the show, but, girls, I'm actually going on the cruise now.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Great.
That'll
so
be great.
I will be joining all of you on the cruise. It was a birthday present for next year because I'll be 40 in December, so it was an early birthday present.
Well, you're young.
I will be on the cruise with you guys.
You're
so
young.
I wanted to
what
share
a way
that.
To celebrate.
I know, right? It's fabulous. So, okay, now that I have all three of you on, I would like to know, let's start with Kathy. Kathy, tell me how you guys all came together to do this project that you guys are doing.
Well, actually, it's all Bobby Eakes' fault.
Oh, okay. Bobby's the culprit.
Bobby, you
girl,
explain it.
Sorry.
What?
You explain it, Bobby.
You explain it to me.
Well,
explain to everyone how you guys started.
Yes. Well, basically, a friend of mine came to see Broadway Cares Equity 5 Days, one of the benefits that we did a couple of years ago, and he was just blown away with everybody's talent. You know, he knew everybody was, were, you know, could act, but when he saw everybody perform on the stage, he just couldn't believe it. So we just started brainstorming. He said, you know, let's just put together a show where, you know, we could do this on a more regular basis, more than just once a year. And so that was a couple of years ago, and we, you know, threw some ideas around, and originally, to be honest, it was going to be like a couple of guys and me, but then the more we started thinking about it, I just said, you know what, let's just do girls, let's do Divas of Daytime. Actually, my friend Marvin came up with that name, and I said, I want to work with Kathy and Kathy, and we made some calls and made it happen.
So Kathy and I both wear men's outfits, and Bobby sings, and we're kind
yeah.
of the guy.
That's,
still the,
that's my
she's
fantasy.
Still the grande dame diva.
That's my fantasy.
You know what, though? You guys would look fabulous in men's outfits anyway. I mean,
well,
all three of you are drop-dead gorgeous, and I think you represent daytime women as a whole and regular women as a whole. You know what I mean? You're not those stick-thin chicks. You girls are women. You are real
right.
women.
We
use real curves and with
we
real.
We use what we got, and I tell you what's more
right.
importantly is our music really is about women. It's a very empowering show, and we chose songs, individual songs and group songs, all three-part
mm-hmm.
harmony, that it's fun, it's inspiration, it celebrates the
mm-hmm.
womanhood, and it's great.
And I love every second of it. You know, okay, now a couple of years ago, Kathy, I met you at Super Soap Weekend. I didn't have like a fast pass or anything. I was just walking past your line, and somebody said,
nobody
oh, she's
was in
her.
It, and so you just
oh,
kind of
yeah.
decided
okay.
to get in it.
You know what, though? Can I tell everybody, for Super Soap Weekend, Kathy can never get out of her kiosk over there because she's always got so many people standing in the sidelines, and she goes to not just the people that have tickets, she goes around the bar and she talks to just about everybody that she can until the Disney police come and scoot her off.
That's right.
So
rock star.
I went, and across the way, they have like a kiosk where you were selling your CDs, and I don't have it out in front of me right now, and I can't think of which one it is, but I bought it, and I walked over, and you were standing there, and I said, oh, my God, can you sign it? And, oh, here it is. And you did, and you autographed it, and I have it right here. And me and no regrets it was, and me and my friend Linda, we drove back to Fort Lauderdale and we listened to it the whole way, and it was the most beautiful CD that we heard in a long, long time. And I had said to you that not only do you remind me in looks of a younger Olivia Newton-John, but you also sound like her. And she was my favorite growing up. So that's who you remind me of.
Well, thank you. I think she's terrific, and that's very nice of you to say that. Actually, Bobby's husband works with Olivia and Sorted Lives. Bobby's husband's an actor on Sorted Lives, and so I was watching an episode. I said, "Oh my God, that's Olivia Newton-John! She's still up and at him and singing and and looks gorgeous." So,
oh my God, you just gave me goosebumps! Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Oh no, I didn't know that. Okay. And Bobby and Kathy, you guys have such unique voices. You, Bobby, at that time sang Carrie Underwood's song, the cheating song. And we drove home, and every time we heard it on air, we didn't hear Carrie Underwood. We heard you. So you left that impression in our head. So till this day, and that was a couple years ago, every time we hear it, that's what we hear is you. And Kathy, oh my God, you just blow us away. You compare to no one that I can find right now. You have your own unique sound, and it's just amazing. So I can't wait until you guys spread it.
Kathy and Bobby, you know, to get when we all sing together, it gives us all goosebumps. We hear someone else, and we're like, oh my God, that sounded amazing. So
the blend. We talk about how the blend really surprised us. I mean. Of course, you know, I knew that they were great singers, but you never know how the three of you are going to sound together. And it was so satisfying, just such a nice little surprise that everything started sounding good. The very first time, I'm sure the girls remember when we first got together and rehearsed with the band and it all came together.
My face actually hurt from smiling.
Yeah. Well, so why don't you guys tell me, one of you, what are we going to expect on Rock the Soap? Because, you know, we still want a lot of people to book this cruise, and we've got people in the chat room that were not here the last time. We expanded the audience, and I convinced a bunch of people to come on over here. So tell them what they would be seeing from you guys on Rock the Soap.
I think Rock the Soap, I've never been on this particular cruise before, but I think that the fans can completely expect something along the lines of a mini Super Soap weekend, except you're floating on a boat and you'll have easier access and you'll have easier access to your favorite fan.
Right.
Well,
and there's no Disney
police. What'd you say?
I said there's no Disney police.
Oh, that's
right.
Well, that's a good thing.
I mean, you'll have more one-on-one quality time with your favorite star, and we'll get to hang out with our devoted, loving, wonderful fans.
Mm-hmm.
And
some people.
Hello?
What's that? Hello?
No, I'm sorry. I didn't know who was talking. I thought it was Kathy. Go ahead.
It's Bobby. I was just going to say, I mean, a lot of people are doing this. Well, I know Michael Knight, for one. I don't think he does too many things, so that's really exciting, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I know there's supposed
to be
a lot of firsts on this cruise, right? I mean, Torsten K is doing a book signing, and I think Aidan Turner is going to be DJing a party, and there's karaoke with, like, Rebecca Budig and Greg Rickard, and there's a beach
Susan
party.
Haskell,
and
Susan Haskell, who plays Marty on the show, is coming, and I plan to throw her overboard, so y'all can just talk about that.
I want to see that.
Oh, my gosh. And Kelly Monaco is doing a sneak peek of her striptease.
Oh,
I
know. Nice.
Well, now I know my husband's gone for sure now that he hears that.
I've just taken my husband off the roster there.
I didn't know she was doing a striptease. That's news to me.
She tried to hide it, but she's got her little promo up there on the Rock the Soap website.
Well, Kathy
the men are going to come.
Kathy Breyer, I think you can give her a run for the money with your little sneak peek of your striptease.
Yes, it might be.
Oh, I'll join you, girl. Look, I got a lot of Kelly. I probably got, like, twice as much as Kelly, honey. We could go up there and do it together. Real
back for
curves.
Less.
There you go. So it's going to be so much fun. And you're right, Bobby. Michael Knight's been on my show twice. And, no, he really doesn't do things like this. And he said, you know, he'd rather skate along on other people's coattails. He feels more comfortable that way. So this is, like, a perfect thing. And he loves spending time with his fans. You know, so it's, like, a perfect thing. And Torsten K really doesn't do a lot of these things either.
Right, right. That's right.
Torsten's going to be doing the book signing.
Right.
Well, and of course, we're going to be singing, we're going to do a night by ourselves, I believe, a show by ourselves.
Yeah, so what do you know what songs you guys are going to sing?
We'll do all of them.
We probably will.
I have no idea. We'll do a condensed version.
Yeah, we're figuring that out. We'll do some of the things that we do in our show. They're all good. I don't know. We'll have to just try to figure that out sometimes.
Well, that's like a medley.
It's kind of hard to figure out what to do because everything's so good. It's hard. All the songs we do, we love so much that we had a hard time paring the show down to begin with because there are so many other songs that were like, oh, we want to do this and we want to do that. So.
Right.
It's hard to pick.
You can do a medley of something, that's for sure. And anything you do would be beautiful, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can sing, you know, the Pepto-Bismol commercial and people will get up and dance.
Very nice. Seriously.
You know, I'm serious. That's how your fans are. I mean, you know, I was reading, and I didn't really know this. Did you know that soap fans are the largest fan base of any genre of entertainment next to NASCAR?
Yeah, that does not surprise me.
I didn't know that. You know, I did not know that. And when I read it, I was like, wow. I mean, I knew it was big, but I didn't know it was like that. You guys have some really, really faithful fans out there.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm hoping that we're definitely going to get some more people on this cruise to come and see everybody because I think it's a great thing. And if you guys can't go this year due to the economy, because you know what? Everybody's hurting in one fashion or another. Start saving your pennies now for next year because Bob Guinea assured me there will be another one next year.
Mm-hmm.
So
and Bob Guinea, if you've never had an opportunity to meet him, he in and of itself is worth taking the cruise. He is such a delightful man, and he's going to make it all worthwhile, and he'll pull this thing together, and everyone will have a guaranteed good time.
Oh,
and it's
absolutely.
Like he said, you know, we're not doing Super Soap Weekend anymore. So this is, from now on, I mean, these are going to be the opportunities to really get together. And he's hoping this will sort of take its place in a way for future years. So I can see that happening. So I think it's a great thing. It's a great way to carry on that tradition. And I think it'll be a lot of fun.
I think so, too. So you guys have some dates coming up besides the cruise, April 4th. You guys will be at the Northern Quest Casino in Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys in the chat room for tickets, you call area code 509-242-7000 or go to just dodtv.com and you can see the flyer and go from there. But if you guys are up in that area, this is another way that you can go see the ladies. And,
also, we've got Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS here in
New York.
At Town Hall, March 9th in New York City, that not only the Divas will be performing, which we'll do a couple of numbers, but you'll get to see, you know, a handful
everybody.
Of actors from each show, including General Hospital here, and that's always a wonderful event. And then the Divas, we're branching out, and the more people are aware of us, the more we're going to get out there. But we're also hoping to do some intimate, unplugged nights here at Prohibition in New York City.
Oh, okay.
Starting the end of February, and hopefully once a month, at least we'll be performing in New York.
Oh, I would definitely drive down for that if you did that,
right.
At least. I mean, I'm up in Buffalo. I would definitely take the ride down for that if you did that.
I mean, it won't be our full, big, orchestrated show. It'll be a very simple version, but our music is so pure with our with the vocals, because a lot of it is just three-part harmony. It is melodic in and of itself. So that's kind of our goal, just so we can work new music into our show. But at the same time, we love to do the bigger, grander stages. But there's something to be said to perform our stuff in a real quiet room where you can really hear the vocals too.
This is true. Now, before I forget, I have a message for Kathy and Cassie. I spoke to Mr. Forbes March the other night, and he told me to send big hello to you guys.
Hello.
And that he loves you guys.
What's he up to?
You know what? From what I see, he's just going back and forth to California and Canada, and he's up
down
in
the
you know,
like
he's looking for that thing, and I know that he's currently trying to rent his place out in L.A. and in New York. So he's up in Bethel. So, you know, so he's up in the city
farming.
Yeah, he's farming, you know. It's funny listening to him talk about, you know, him farming his tomatoes and stuff. He's just, you know, spending time with the family.
Good
so,
for him.
Yeah, he's such a nice guy.
We used to have a family cabin up in Bethel, very close. I didn't know
yeah?
he had a. Yeah, I didn't realize. For some reason, I just thought he had a place in the city. I didn't realize he had a place.
Well, yeah, he has a place down in the city, but they have a place up there in Bethel
beautiful
too.
Up there.
So. Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful ride. Like, I drove down for Thanksgiving from Buffalo, and I've never driven this ride before. I'm from Westchester. I'm from Yonkers. But I've driven down from Buffalo, and it was snowing right before Thanksgiving from where I left all the way down to, like, where I reached Monticello, and it was the most beautiful, picturesque ride I've ever seen
oh,
in my life.
Nice.
And
wow,
it never would have thought.
Country. I know.
Yeah. Also, Bobby, my darling, I have a comment for you from Angelique from the Netherlands.
Oh.
She sent me an email when she found out you guys
oh.
were coming on. She sent me an email, and she said, oh, I'm not going to be able to go, but she said, find out if there's ever a chance that they will be able to come and play in Europe and say hello to David and Nellie.
Oh.
that is,
her,
ladies and
great.
Gentlemen, David is her husband and Nellie
yeah.
is her dog.
right.
Yeah.
Thank you for clarifying. Yeah.
But those are not her pet names for Kathy and Kathy.
yeah, David and Nellie.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'll tell them. I really will. And, yeah, I mean, I think it would be so much fun. Angelique lives in the Netherlands, and it would be so much fun to go play Amsterdam or Rotterdam and, you know, that'd be great. You know, the sky's the limit. Who knows?
Well, she's going to download this show and once we're done and over with, so say hi to her so she can hear you talk to her.
Hi, Angelique and Gusta. How are you?
She'll get a kick out of that. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, and Olga's in the chat room saying, yes, please come to Europe. Hello.
yeah. Hi,
so,
Olga. Tell Olga I said hi, too.
She can hear you. So that's really cool. Okay, well, we got a ton of phone calls. Are you guys ready to take some calls?
Sure.
All right. Let's go to Area Club 312. This is Tony in Chicago. Tony, say hi to the divas.
Hello, ladies. How are you tonight?
Good.
Great.
Good, Tony.
Oh, good. Kathy's good to talk to you again and hear your voice. And Cassie and Bobby's good to hear you guys for the first time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I love everything you work and everything that's going. Bobby, you do, and you guys have done a great job. I hear a chance to hear your voices all together on little albums and little clips on YouTube. You guys are very one unit out there.
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Cassie, I think I remember you. Do you remember an event called Taste Chicago?
Yes. Are you kidding? Taste Chicago is huge.
Yeah, because we met 13. We met about 13 years ago at the table.
I was a young girl then.
Yeah, young girl. That's right. That's when I first met you. And then you came back about 3 years later with Jimmy after you got married.
Yeah, and I would love to come. Do they still do Taste of Chicago?
Yeah, we still do Taste of Chicago. Yes, they used to.
It's a fabulous event. And ABC is a really big market there for, you know, the daytime audience. So maybe I'll come back. I loved it. It was such a beautiful event, and you know, it has great food.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be starting its 27th year this summer.
Oh wow! Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. And Bobby, I know I didn't chance to talk to you last time because you know, there's a lot of callers and I didn't talk to you last night, but I do get your message on Facebook because we're on Facebook buddies, you know.
Uh-huh.
So it was great to talk to you tonight, but I also want to mention that you did a video a long time ago, a country song called Loving This Way with Colin Ray.
Mm-hmm.
What was that experience like?
Oh, well, it was amazing because I had been a fan of Colin's, and I just kind of got a call out of the blue from his record label at literally out of the blue saying that he wanted to sing this duet with me because he'd heard some stuff that I was doing on one of their sister labels in Nashville. And I said, absolutely. And I flew out there. I took the red eye a few days later to Nashville and got off the plane, went straight to the studio and sang with him. And it was just a dream come true. And then the fun part was we were able to tour and I did the Grand Ole Opry with him, and it was just a lot of fun, a whirlwind year for me. He's a great talent.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Well, I know you got other callers waiting on the line. I just want to just holler at you guys and say thanks for coming. And hopefully I can get on the cruise and see you guys. I hope to get on there. I'm hoping to get on it. Keep my fingers crossed right now.
Okay, we'll hope to see you, Tony.
Okay. Take care, guys.
All right, Tony. Okay. Well, you know, for those of you who don't know that are just coming on, I see guests coming in the chat room. We're on the lines with the three divas of daytime, Cassie DePaiva, Bobby Eakes, and Kathy Breyer. And they will be attending Rock the Soap Cruise March 20th through the 23rd. There's still time to book your tickets. Go to rockthesoap.com and just do it. I mean, you got a lot of stuff to look forward to. A show with the divas of daytime, a beach party in Mexico. I mean, Brandon Barras is going to be there with no shirt on, guys. Come on. Let's go. I mean, what more could you want for all these guys? And then you got these beautiful women for the guys, like Tony and Brandon that listen and everybody else. So come on, let's get moving. Get over to rockthesoap.com and book that cruise. Next caller, excuse me, area code 731, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Sheila, Tennessee.
Sheila from Tennessee. Say hi to the divas.
Hi, Cassie.
Hello, Sheila. How are you?
All right, I've been holding on. Oh, Lord, please let me get in.
You did, Sheila. You always know how to get right into the front line.
Yeah, I had to break.
Sheila, for all you all out there, Sheila writes me every single day at One Life to Live.
Oh, how sweet is that?
Wow. She is my greatest and dearest fan that I know of in all my life. I think she loves me more than my husband does. So.
Ooh.
Sheila,
I know Cassie DePaiva, if I do anything for her, I support her in everything she does.
That is the truth, and I so appreciate it, and I'm as devoted to you. So thank you so much, Sheila. You have any questions you want to ask me? I can't tell you any good story.
Yeah, me and Ferris coming on the cruise, and we're going to help you knock Marty overboard.
Oh, no.
Right.
I was just kidding there, Sheila. Just kidding. I adore Susan Haskell in real life now. We got to remember that she's, you know, she's only playing the part.
Yeah, she's only playing the part, but if you want to knock her, push her over, I'll help you and push Todd, too.
Yeah, but,
oh,
you know,
no.
Torsten might get a little upset about that, so.
Yeah.
Y'all do an awesome job. I just love to hear y'all sing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cassie, you're good, too. You and Bobby and all y'all.
Okay,
thank you.
So much.
Bye.
Bye. I love y'all.
Bye.
That's so sweet. I mean, that must make you guys feel, like, so good. I mean, Bobby and Kathy, are there people that you get letters from like that all the time
with
your fans?
I don't get one every single day from anybody.
Well, not every single day, but, no, there are
that's
fans
impressive.
That are consistently right. Yeah, that
Bobby
is impressive.
Bobby, because of Bold and the Beautiful, gets letters from every corner of the world.
I know. I think that's so cool that all these
it
people
is
in
cool.
Europe. That's
they
so
still
great.
Remember Macy. It's amazing. It really is.
Yeah, well, I
it's
yeah,
been
that's,
about
that's
5 years.
It's
been 5 years since
incredible.
I've been on there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to area code 209. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Jewel from Sonora.
Hi, Jewel. Say hi to the divas.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Jewel.
Hey, Jewel.
Hi. How are you, Bobby?
Hey, Jewel. I'm good. What's going on?
There's another one
great.
For you.
I just want to let you know I got you on CD today, and I absolutely love it.
Oh, good. Good.
No.
Yeah.
No more. Lonely Nights is my favorite. It made me cry.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's it.
Do you have any plans to make any more CDs?
Well, you know what? I'm having fun doing these live shows, but, I mean, seriously, I don't know how the girls feel, but, I mean, I think eventually I would love to do something with them, you know, and maybe put down some of these harmonies on a new record. It would be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I
but we've been real busy lately.
Oh, sorry. I had about all my children, Kristen. Everybody's been wondering what happened to Carmen's character on the show.
Well, you know what? They really haven't said what she's up to. I think you're going to see her again. I sure hope so.
Yeah.
She's a fan favorite.
Under a bus.
Yeah, but something like that. No, she'll be back. I've seen her recently. She she did something not too long ago, and I'm sure she'll be back on the show. She's a great actress and a real fan favorite. You'll see her again.
Okay, and I hope to see you guys one day, too.
You're not going on the cruise?
No.
Yeah.
Saving up for next year.
Yeah.
Because there
absolutely
will be one next year.
We look okay forward to meeting you, Jewel.
Hey,
yeah.
You too.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care now.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You guys, I mean, Bobby, you answer your messages on Facebook. Kathy, you do your own MySpace.
I get there
don't
when
you?
I can. I have a MySpace page, but I'm not good with the computer.
Aww.
I get there.
Believe
when I
me,
can.
It's hard enough to get her to make contact with her by phone. Computer, forget about it.
I'm just bad with it. The computer doesn't love me.
Ah, well, that's not good. And Kathy, you do your your MySpace, don't you?
I do it, and I do as much as I possibly can. I get, like, I finished work tonight at, you know, I was home at 8:30. And I sat down and had a glass of wine. Bobby called me and goes, oh, yeah, we got this thing. I said, oh, my gosh, I totally forgot about this
radio
interview.
Well,
when
you're at
got
work,
my
you
son. I'm trying to think what I've got. You know, it's
right.
I get, you know, life is so jam-packed full of stuff that
mm-hmm.
I also find, I mean, Tanya Wiesen runs my website, and she does such a beautiful job and really keeps my life up to date. So my
mm-hmm.
fans will know what's going on and then helps me answer questions and keeps everything going. And it's really, really important, and I enjoy doing it. But I also find, you know, an hour, 2 hours later, I'm still sitting at the computer. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It can
well,
be a tough thing.
When we get stuck at work, we're just there for hours with, like, no contact to the outside world. It's impossible.
Yeah,
you know?
Down at One Life to Live, we work in an old armory. And you have no access to computers, or you can't
anything.
Use your cell phone. It's terrible.
No
yeah.
access to the outside world.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
It's okay.
Well, let's go over here to area code 423. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Cammy from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Oh, another Tennessee girl.
Yeah. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, Miss Cammy. How are you, my dear?
I am fine. Have you been getting my weekly emails?
Yes, I have. Thank you, Cece. I tell you, I've got the most incredible fan base, and yes, thank you so very much. She's always asking me to get with John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, John and Claire are hot.
Huh? Well,
John
I'm not looking like you see me complaining?
Cassie doesn't complain.
No, it is not. I hope that they continue to write Blair and John. I've enjoyed that whole change of pace and change of face, so it's good.
I like it.
That's funny.
Yeah,
I think it's a refreshing change, actually.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I mean, I don't know how long the shelf life is, but, I mean, I enjoy working with Michael Easton, and it's fun.
He's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's fun. He ain't hard to look at either. Blair's always giving the booty call, so you know.
I was just talking to Tanya the other day, and I'm trying to set up Divas of Daytime in Chattanooga.
Well, we'd love to come to Chattanooga.
Ah.
It's a great town, and that's driving distance, and my parents can come down, so that'd be great. And Bobby, your parents can come up from Atlanta, so it'd be good.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that
yeah,
would be nice.
Yeah,
you should all do one in each of your hometowns.
In my hometown, we
great.
Really don't even have a venue, so I don't know.
Actually,
I'd have to do it in the First Baptist Church.
Why couldn't we do it there?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you can't get
we
more down
we
than that.
We couldn't sing the bitches back.
No, we couldn't.
Oh, yeah, you couldn't
well,
curse
we just
in
have
that,
to
in here.
That song, but actually, I think we're in talks to do a show on Staten Island at a place called the St. George Theater, which is this old, gorgeous vaudeville house on Staten Island where I grew
oh,
up.
Oh, that would be nice.
Oh, that
would
be great.
So I know that they're, you know, talking about us possibly doing a show there. You know, who knows if it will happen anytime soon, but that would be
fun. Oh, that
would
be fantastic.
Yeah, and it's a
gorgeous,
beautiful
there, so. Yeah, Staten Island is really, I mean, it gets a bad rap, but it's really beautiful. I haven't been there in a long time. I have family out there, but I haven't been there in many, many years.
Yeah,
I
just would never want to live here as a teenager ever again. It's just too far away from the fun, you know?
Right.
But
well, it's a
good
thing you're not a teenager
it.
Anymore. And that,
no.
You know, you
no,
did
I'm
buy
not.
A house there, so I think you're stuck.
Yes, I
yeah.
am.
Yeah, for a little while you are, that's for sure.
But I love it, though.
Yeah, they have a beautiful zoo. I took my son to the zoo there when he was about 5 years old.
Yeah, they also have, I think we have the most parks out of any other borough. It's, you know, the greenest borough.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Nicer than Yonkers, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yonkers don't have none of that stuff no more.
And there's a ton of hiking trails and a ton of natural parks and reserves. And it's actually a beautiful borough, but a lot of people just don't come to explore it. It's kind of...
Well, I think you just did a nice little promo
for
Staten Island.
They should have you do like a little PSA for...
I didn't mean to, but come on
Island. There you go. Okay, we have some people in the chat room there saying, oh, I didn't realize Bobby was such a big star in Iceland. Are you kidding me? Of course she is. They all are. In Germany also, and all around.
Tell them how many records that you've sold, Bobby.
Yeah, tell them, Bob.
Oh, man. Well,
come
Jeff
on.
Tracton and I, when I was on the Bold and the Beautiful Jeff Tracton, I did a couple of records that went double platinum in Europe, and so
we were
able to do a lot of touring, you know, in the Netherlands and Scandinavia and South Africa and Australia, and
Ooh.
It was just a great time. We had a wonderful time.
Oh, that's so nice. Wow. Yeah, you know, you guys, these girls are so talented. You guys need to book your cruise. Go to Rock Yourself. I'm putting a link in the chat room. And it's an order from me. And you know that I can be so daggone bossy, and I don't shut up either. And I'll say it all the time. I mean, I'll just do a whole show, Rock Soap, Rock Soap, Rock Soap. Go to rocksoap.com and book your cruise. Let's move it. Go ahead. Don't come back until you can. And I'm not going to let you talk to no more celebrities until you book a cruise. Okay, moving on. Let's go over here to area code 248. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Here you go. Oh, it's Barb.
Oh. You're not supposed to pick me up.
I don't know nobody's area codes by heart. Everything's stored in my phone. Are you kidding me?
Oh, sorry. Hi, everyone.
We have Barb on the phone.
Hi, Barb.
Hi.
Do we know who Barb is?
No.
Barb is Bob Guinea's right-hand woman.
Oh,
she is
Barb.
His webmaster, and she does everything for him that Rebecca
awesome.
Doesn't do. I should say.
I've never met you before, I don't think.
Does Rebecca know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think she's probably happy I have to keep him in line.
You're
that.
The right hand, she's the left hand.
Yeah. Depends what coast he's on.
Well, we will all meet on the cruise, that's for sure, so definitely.
Yeah.
This is definitely a good thing, so.
We need to get some of these people in the chat room to commit here tonight.
Yes, all right, well, get busy, girl. I told them I'm not letting them talk to no more people. I got Barbara Allen Woods coming on next week from One Tree Hill. I got Ted McGinley coming on. And,
wow.
You know, I'm in talks with Jeannie Francis. So you guys better get busy with that cruise because you're not going to talk to nobody. Okay.
How do you know Ted McGinley?
Ted McGinley, I was just approached. I don't know him. I was approached by his publicist to have him come on the show. He's him and Jeannie Francis just filmed. I don't know if you guys might have saw it. Last year, they filmed a Hallmark original movie called The Note, which was fabulous, and it was rated Hallmark's number one original movie for the year 2006.
No.
So they just finished filming The Note 2 up in Canada, and it's going to air next Saturday, the 31st, on the Hallmark Channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So he's
awesome.
Coming on to talk about that on the 27th.
Oh, cool.
That's
awesome.
Great.
Yeah.
So I guess
like
you know him, huh, Bobby?
Well, no, I do. I mean, I sort of know him. I mean, my husband.
She was married to him.
Yeah, I was married to him in a former life.
In Iceland.
Yeah,
that's why her records went platinum.
We toured together in my dreams. No, my husband worked with his wife Gigi years ago on a movie, and
that's a likely
I met him
story.
There. Seriously, right, David? David's sitting here right here on A Gift from Heaven, a movie that my husband wrote and starred in, he said. He's sitting here and starred in. And then I worked, I did an episode of Hope and Faith, so I saw him again there. It had been a long time since I'd seen him.
He's such
a nice guy. Such a nice guy.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to have him on. I was excited that they came to me and asked me to have him come on. That's like a big deal for me, you know. So I was like really excited about that. Now all I got to do is get his counterpart on, and I'll be happy. So that's really good. Perfect. All right, let's go over here to this area code I've never seen before, 949. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Diane, you have seen it before. It's Crystal.
Well, gosh, Crystal, it's been about maybe 6 months, so maybe that's why I don't remember.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
hi, everybody.
Okay, well, say hi to my girls here.
Hi, girls. How's it going?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey,
hi, Bobby. You know, I'm the one, the real Crystal.
You're the real Crystal. Okay, I was going to ask you if you were the real Crystal.
Yeah, that's me. How's everybody doing?
The other quack.
You know, I'm getting a bad reputation because of your character on all my children lately. She's being such a bitch.
I know.
She's not really being a bitch. She's just sleeping around, man.
She's just being goofy, doing all those drugs and stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know what?
She doesn't know she's taking them.
But not for nothing, if I had David Hayward passing me something, I'd be taking it too. In every which way, shape, form, I could get it. So
but
it really don't matter.
But Tad's hot.
I know. And you know what? I feel for that because I'm a big Tad lover. But you know what? David, I could just like swap him up with a Bisquick biscuit. He is just so fine. Okay. So
Vincent is so goody two-shoes in person. I mean, I'm telling you, at one of Bobby's events, I was trying to take a picture with him, and he wouldn't come within like a foot of me. And Bobby's David said to him, "Would you get closer and get in there and give her a kiss and act like you're with her?"
Get out of here, really? Well, I just have to like put some cleavage out there or something. He'll come closer.
I don't know. Maybe I didn't have enough cleavage. I don't know.
You listen, Crystal. I got enough cleavage, honey. I got enough there, okay? I got enough.
No, you do. I don't.
Oh, okay. Did you have a question for anybody?
No, I'm trying to think. Oh, does anybody know? Well, number one, I'm going on the cruise with y'all.
Yay!
And Joanne's going too. Does anybody know any news yet as to where the Emmys is going to be, if it's going to be on the East or West? Does anybody have that information yet?
I haven't heard either.
I
heard nobody wanted to air it, so I don't know nothing about that.
My father said the other day that somebody was putting it up. My father.
Oh, somebody did.
Well, my father said somebody aired it up. I don't know where
he's
picking it up. I don't know where he found that information out. But, you know, Ed Breyer is on the case, apparently.
Okay. All right, well, that's good.
Good. Well, I hope y'all can come back here where it's nice and warm.
No, we want them in New York, Crystal. You know, we don't need them to go back over there for you to fall and break your foot on purpose so Brian Curran can pick you up and take care of you.
Nice.
Oh, you guys didn't know. I don't think Bobby knew that I fell. Did you, Bobby?
No.
Last
time I saw you, you were trying on dresses in the dressing room at the.
I know.
They were
banging on my door, and I was like half naked, and I'm going, who the heck's banging on my door? I'm trying to try on this dress. You know, and it was really funny. And Bobby goes, it's me. And I go, who? I'm thinking,
the other Crystal.
The other Crystal. But anyway, after the Emmys was over, I fell leaving.
Sorry.
And I broke my ankle and what a mess. But Brian Kerwin helped me up off the floor. And can I say this on air, Joanne?
Go right ahead.
Okay, one of my boobs went flying out of my dress.
Oh wow!
You had to be
attractive.
And Brian Kerwin picked it up and put it back for her.
That's right. He stuffed it back in for me. And I
that should happen on a soap opera. That would be hilarious.
Oh my God! It was
we call them chicken cutlets.
God. You guys are nuts. But I had everybody has said to me afterwards, they're like, weren't you embarrassed? And I go, hell no. I was in so much pain. I didn't care. My whole dress could have fallen off. I didn't care. I actually had to have the security guard from the hotel. I was staying at the hotel there. And the security guard had to take my gown off for me and help me into the toilet. But I couldn't even get into the toilet on my own. He was, like, carrying me and set me on the toilet. It was really a trip.
All right, I'm telling you right now, this is way too much information.
you had to be there. It was actually quite interesting. It's a story to tell.
Well, I can't wait to talk to Brian Kerwin Monday.
Oh, yeah, right? So you talk to him. Tell him, I heard you were playing with somebody's chicken cutlets down at the Emmys.
I said, you were picking up some chicken cutlets out there at the Emmys, huh?
That's so funny.
Tell him I've been, like, thinking sweet thoughts about him ever since. I still owe him a thank you card. Anyway,
well,
great.
So Joanne, coming on the cruise.
Yeah, see y'all, and I'm glad you're going, Joanne.
Yeah, I'm definitely going. I got everything.
It'll be
fun. I just booked my airfare, and I'm good to go.
Very cool. I booked mine, too. I have to fly to Los Angeles from Canyon Lake.
Whatever. I'm flying from Buffalo.
I'm rubbing it in.
Huh? I'm filing somewhere else. I'm flying from Buffalo to California. It's going to take me like a day and a half to get there. Stop crying.
I'm just driving an hour drive up to L.A. and getting on the boat.
Okay, Crystal. Okay. Hush
hey, keep me online because I can't get any voice through my – I'm on my laptop and I don't have any noise. So if you can keep me on the phone, that would be wonderful.
I gotcha. All right, darling.
Take care, guys. Nice chatting.
Bye, Crystal.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's so funny. She had, like, the best story when she told me that. I couldn't believe it. I was like, Brian Kerwin's putting your boobs back in your dress. Great story. Great story.
He's a gentleman.
I know. I
would get in trouble for that.
We would.
I would get in trouble. My husband says, I'm sorry, honey. Brian Kerwin just had to put my boobs back in my dress. I'm sorry.
I'm telling you.
But I broke my ankle.
I'm telling you. All right, let's go over here. Area code 804. You're on the phone. What's your name?
Hello?
804.
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Hi, this is Anne-Marie from Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Anne-Marie from Richmond, Virginia. Say hi to the divas.
Hi, ladies. How are y'all?
How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. What's y'all's favorite song you guys performed during the Daytime Divas show, and will there be a CD?
Well, we're hoping there'll be a CD. We're gearing up for that, hopefully sooner or later. But our favorite song, that's so hard. There's so many that I love doing.
Yeah. Well, I can jump right in here. One of my favorite songs is Kathy Breyer sings a Guns N' Roses song called Sweet Angel of Mine, and I get cold chills every time we do it. But she's a solo, and we do background, but we do a really beautiful version of I Hope You Dance.
Yeah,
I think
that
is
one's really
beautiful.
Too.
That was Cassie saying that. So.
Well, we got to decide what we're doing at the Broadway Carers. We might as well do that while we're
Bobby,
here.
Bobby, you pick it, and I'll sing it. I don't care.
Let's do I Hope You Dance.
I think it's
good.
We should do
I Hope You Dance, and we should do Sweet Child of Mine. And
we could do a lot of them. Bobby sings a kick-ass version of Anyway by Martina McBride, right?
She does Son of a Preacher Man.
Man, ugh.
She does Hot Stuff, which is hilarious, which might be good to do Hot Stuff and get all the Hunker Burning Loves up there.
And
that's
Cassie does. My favorite song that Cassie sings is Sweet Angel of Mine.
Yeah, that's off of my No Regrets CD.
It's beautiful. It's such a beautiful song.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait. Are you going on the cruise?
No, I can't afford it.
Aww.
I would love to, though.
Okay. Well, you know what, though?
Next time.
Start saving because it's going to be done.
Save your pennies. You'll have enough to go next year.
That's right.
And I have a question for Bobby also.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Hi, Bobby. Do you ever speak to Alexa Havens?
Yes, I do. I just got a text message from her today, and we're probably going to go out next week. She'll be in New York City. She lives in L.A. now, but we stay in touch all the time, and whenever she's here, we get together. She's like family to me, so we'll always be friends.
Yeah, that's what she said to me when I went to your fan club event in 2006 when your mom got sick, and I couldn't meet you.
You know, she's like, you're always family.
She was so great to go, and all the people from all my children that went and took over when my mom had to go into the hospital for surgery, and I couldn't do my fan club event. They just were so great. I think Chriselle was there too, right? And yeah, they were fantastic. But yeah, Alexa will just always be really, really special to me. But I hope I see you one of these days.
Me too. And tell David I said hello.
Yeah, David got to meet you too. I sure will. I'll tell him.
Yeah, he has a picture with me.
Yep. I think I saw that, I believe.
Yeah, I sent you copies.
Well, I'm sorry you can't do the cruise, but I understand, and I hope you come next year.
I'll try.
Okay, Marie.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I mean, I can understand how a lot of people can't do it this year, but definitely start saving for next year.
It's tough.
You know?
It is very, very tough, and we're just lucky that we're still doing the cruise and the people can still go. You don't have to apologize for not being able to fork out the cash. It's a lot of money.
Exactly.
It is a lot of money.
Absolutely. I mean,
but they're offering.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joanne.
No, go ahead. I want you to tell them.
No, I was just going to say, if you check out, they're offering a lot of incentives, though, if you go to the
website. Oh,
absolutely.
When I say it's a lot of money, to go to the grocery store. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But check out the website, because there's some deals that they're offering, and so I would go to the website and see. You know, it might not be too expensive for some of you. I think it's still a good deal for a lot of you, and I think it's going to be worth it. So check it out.
The key is to get a group of people. I mean, you guys all have like this huge fan base, so the fans really need to. But this is a time where everybody needs to get together, and they're like, okay. Let's get 10 people and go, because each person can do a $50 refer a friend, and you can do it up to $500. So you would get $500 off of your $900 cruise, you know, so you would end up paying a lot less. So if everybody did it in a group and they were able to do it, that would be great. If not, you know what, I understand. Everybody's got money issues these days. I spent $235 in the supermarket today, and it killed me, and I used coupons. It's definitely out there. So just start saving your money for next year. I mean, like I said, if I wasn't getting this as a birthday gift, no, Joanne would not be going. I would just be listening to, you know, you guys promote it and helping Bob in any way I could, you know. So definitely don't do anything to discourage people from going. If you know somebody that can go, tell them to go. Pass the word on. If you think you know somebody that can go, then let them go. You know, we want to keep these events alive and kicking, because once the powers that be see that the fans want to go to these things and want to keep, you know, the connection with the actors like Super Soap, but in the cruise form, or however, you know, they might turn out with Soap Nation, with other little events that they might put together, they see that they're going to keep putting them together. But if they don't see you fans, you know, coming together and supporting your actors, they're just going to stop, you know, and then you're going to have to go stalk the studios.
I don't think the powers that be are going to ever stop doing events, because they want to promote daytime. It's just a really hard market right now for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that no one wants soaps to ever go off the air, because as much as you like watching them, we love making them.
Right.
So we just need to keep everything alive and happening. And if you can make it, and let's all celebrate daytime and have a good time. And if you can't, then just we'll see you at another event, because they're planning on ABC. I can only speak for ABC. Not only just because they've canceled Super Soap Weekend, they're hoping to do at least 10 events for this thing called Soap Nation. And the first one that is going to be launched is the Broadway Cares event. The second one is the Rock the Soap.
So there's definitely more to come.
Yes.
So just keep your ears posted, because I'm sure you'll be hearing it from me, and you'll see it in the mags, and, you know, all the soap magazines will have it, and everybody's websites will have it. So there's definitely going to be other opportunities. So, I mean, if you can come, wonderful. If not, save your pennies.
Yeah.
I have this young lady on the phone, Kathy. She is your TV daughter's biggest fan, and she has to talk to her TV mom. This is Tony Ann.
Hi, Tony Ann. I don't think, well, I think I am Star's biggest fan.
I am.
Hey, I love to be tied with you guys because you're such great talents, and I thank you for all the support you give Kristen. And you guys have just basically coached her through her biggest storyline yet, and you all have shined throughout the whole process.
Well, Kathy and I
thank
have
you.
Been very lucky because I think we've had a really great story, and I've gotten to work
yeah.
with Kathy Breyer as well. But I
not
think
as much as I would like, but a little.
But it's been good. But I think
yeah.
Kristen has really... just matured in a really beautiful
yeah.
way. She is not only growing as a beautiful woman, but growing just leaps and bounds as a great little actress. And
I'm
very, very proud
that's
of her.
That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the Emmy for her because it's coming.
I
yeah,
know, right?
Did
it's
some
about time.
Unbelievable work this year.
Oh, my God.
Tony Ann's going to the Broadway Cares event.
Oh, I am beyond excited for that. 46 days,
that's
I believe.
That's front row ticket.
You're counting
yeah.
down, huh?
Yes, I am very much counting down. I cannot wait to go. And I want to congratulate you all for the fantastic work you do. And like I said, for especially Bobby, you're doing great with being Crystal basically doing a 180 on the character. So
yeah,
to change,
thank you. Thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, let me interject something here, Tony Ann. I sent out a message to you guys. Did you see the ad that I sent you, Bobby and Kathy, in emails and Facebook or whatever, of the ad that was done? I sent it to you, Bobby, on Facebook, a copy of the ad that a fan did for the banner
yes.
to promote you guys. Tony Ann did that banner.
That was
oh,
great.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Really good pictures you picked of everybody, too.
Joanne did the selection of the pictures. I just put them together, but thank you very much. It's very much appreciated.
Oh,
I love to do anything to support you guys.
She's
very
a computer
nice.
Genius.
I'd have a great
you
call
really are.
PR.
All okay. right, Tony, and I got to get to some other calls, sweetie.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and I'll see you guys in March.
Great.
Okay.
See you in March.
Bye-bye.
Right, bye.
She is... Kristen's biggest fan. Like, I can't even begin to tell you. When I had Kristen on the show a couple months back, it was just, oh, gosh. She couldn't even talk. And it was right through the phone. And then she finally met her, and it was just at, I think it was at Stars and Strikes where she met her. And she said it was just the most amazing experience in her life. And unbelievable girl.
Well, I will
She's
tell
really
Kristen that I spoke to her and pass on the sweet words.
Oh, definitely. All right, we're going to go over here to area code 914. This is Westchester County. I know that area code very well. Who is this? Area code 914. Don't make us Westchester people look stupid. What's your name? Hello? I hear you.
Hey, Joanne.
Yes, honey.
I am going to have to say goodnight because I have to get up and get my son off to school tomorrow. Is that okay?
Of course it's okay. I know exactly how that is. I'm glad you got to come on the show. I'm definitely glad. And you know what, Kathy? I'm just going to put it out there for you now. I would love for you to come back at an earlier time because there's stuff that I want to talk to you about as far as your character and all that other stuff.
Okay.
And you want to come on at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I got no issue with that. Whatever
okay.
time you want, it's available.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I want to say goodnight to the Divas and all of you wonderful ABC Soap fans. Thank you so much for watching and continuing to put up with us, and hopefully you'll be able to catch a diva somewhere out there this year.
Wonderful. All right, sweetheart. And if not, I will definitely see you in March on the cruise.
All right, Joanne. I look forward to it.
All right, Kathy.
Thank
Take
you so
care.
Much. Good night,
Bye,
everybody.
Kathy.
Bye.
Good night.
She is just the sweetest woman. You guys are so lucky. Oh, my gosh, to work with her all the time. It's just fabulous. And you guys aren't, you know, half bad either.
We're all right.
Can I say something off topic here a little bit about hairstyles? You two have gone through a few hairstyles since you've started on both of the shows. But what I want to say is the styles that you have now, which are gorgeous, and I can't say that I don't have one because I do. Do you see more of your fans cutting their hair to your style now?
I haven't noticed that, but
keep an eye out. I'm telling you.
When I was a redhead, more women would always ask me what color dye I was using because they wanted to be my red.
Uh-huh.
But more fans like my hair now. but more women wanted to copy the red haircut that I had. More
okay. And what about you, Bobby?
I haven't noticed anything, but I don't get out much.
You know, that's what people think we have these extravagant lives. Quite honestly, we are working so many hours that by the time
right.
we get out of work, we are so exhausted that
right.
all we want to do is go home and curl up and sleep.
Yeah. Yep.
You know?
And
yeah.
I don't blame you. I mean, you guys do work a lot of hours. I mean, and you know, you do so much for us. So, you know, what little for the fans. So what we can give back to you, you know, it's just, you guys are fabulous and is so appreciated. Are you guys up for a couple more calls? Because I got them.
Sure.
Unless you guys gotta go.
Yeah, I got to go soon, but I'll take a call or two. Sure.
All right, let's go get a couple more of these people. Area code 910, you're on the phone with Kathy and Bobby.
Hey, y'all. It's Melinda. How you guys doing?
Hey, Melinda.
I'm in the chat room, too, and just wanted to say a greeting of hello and a happy new year to y'all.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, well, Kathy and I have been emailing each other back and forth, too, while we're talking, so we're all multitasking here.
Oh, that's so great.
I just wanted to let you guys know that you guys both are doing an awesome job, just like always. And Crystal, the character of Crystal, even with the drug-related, I can relate because I am a past drug user as of 1992. I've been off drugs since 1992, so I can totally relate, and I'm hoping that she gets off them before it goes too far.
Yeah, I know it. I don't think she's going to stick on them. I mean, it's been a lot of fun as an actor, and it's been very challenging, but I just don't see that, you know, continuing on for forever and ever.
Well, you're doing an awesome job.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on your recovery for so many
exactly.
years.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I just wanted to also let you guys know that I don't know if you already had mentioned it earlier or not because my computer kept freezing up. I had to reboot a few times. Did you mention where the newest Dita concert's going to be? Because I know they mentioned about that possibly being said tonight.
Technically, the next Diva concert we're doing is on the cruise, but then also we have a date April 4th in Spokane, Washington at North.
Right.
It's
I knew about
Northern
that
West.
One.
And
I
then also I think we're in talks with Prohibition in New York City to do kind of an MTV Unplugged kind of show where we don't have our full band with us. It's more of an intimate, unplugged kind of a acoustic setting. So
very cool.
Those dates should be, you know, rolling out fairly soon. But other than that, I don't think we have anything else set up yet.
Okay.
God bless you.
That's my season. That's my husband over here. She's got a bad cold.
Aww. One more quick question. Bobby, do you know if you're going to be going to the AMC luncheon this year?
I plan on it. I'm sorry that I missed it last year. I usually go to all those luncheons. You know, I missed one year because my mother was sick, and
right.
I don't remember what was going on last year. But
last year your mom was coming in town, so you.
That's right.
To
my mom
parade.
Came into town, and she took.
Yeah.
We went up to Westchester. That's right. That's right.
That's
because
why
I did the
Diva
show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But no, I'll definitely go because I've missed too many already, so I'll go this year.
Well, I'm definitely going to be there this year. So.
Oh, good. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, your present is in the mail, so you'll get it this hopefully by Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, gosh, thank you very much. Thanks for putting our picture on your Facebook profile.
Hey, no problem. Well, you guys have a good night, and we'll talk
good
to
night.
You soon.
All right. Good night now.
Good night.
Bye, Melinda. So what's you guys must get things in the mail all the time from fans. What's the craziest thing you got as a gift from a fan?
I don't know. I don't think I've gotten anything too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing crazy. I don't think I've gotten some really sweet things, you know, handmade things and cards and pictures and
stuffed animals that, you know, obviously I'm a woman in my 30s and so the love of the stuffed animals that I get, I donate at Christmas time to too. Oh,
okay.
So, yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, every now and then I keep one or I give one to my cat or my dog to play with. But you know, but I guess if I had to think of something, you know, crazy or weird, someone sent me their graduation photo.
Really?
Like a big version of it. I don't know
what I'm
going to do with this, but I thought that was a little odd choice.
Hang it over your mantle in your new house.
Yeah, well, but, I mean, it was a really good picture of them, and then I'm glad they graduated, but I was just like, I don't know what to do with this. I was like, should I sign it and send it back? I don't know.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
But it wasn't crazy, you know.
I think this
person was just happy of their accomplishment and wanted to share that with me, and I think that was their way of doing that, you know, being proud of what they accomplished in their life. And,
okay.
But, you know, but other than that, yeah, we get a lot of nice things. I get too many nice things. Sometimes I feel bad because I'm like, I don't want the fans to spend money on me.
Right.
Like,
I know.
Spend it on themselves, you know. It's like they go out of their way. But I've gotten jewelry. I've gotten makeup. I've gotten tea. I've gotten food. I always feel so bad when I get it because I'm like, I wish they would have taken this and bought something for themselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, they love you. I mean,
they
do,
and they're great.
You know. That's just their way of showing their affection. I know,
but I know that so many people don't do things like that for themselves in their life.
Yeah, you're
know?
Right. You're right.
So that's
right
always
that
goes through my mind when I see things like that.
You're right about that. All right, let's go over here to area code 954. This is South Florida. Miss Linda, say hi to Kathy and Bobby. Linda, you got me on speakerphone?
Honey, I'm...
Oh, well, she goes back on hold. Okay, we're going to area code 815. You're on the phone with Bobby and Kathy.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, Kathy. Hi, John. This is Jenna.
Hey, Jenna.
Hi. Wow, this is like an awesome honor. I've been like you guys for like ever. I'm like going to be 18 years old in about 15 days. So I've been watching
Happy birthday.
I was...
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I've been watching you guys since I was about 13, so.
Wow. That's almost as long as I've been on the show.
Yeah, it has been. Okay, my first question is for Kathy.
Okay.
What was it like doing high school chemistry for prom night?
You know, people don't know this, but I actually did not like doing that song. I shouldn't say
you
that.
Didn't?
You know what it was? It was one of those days where it just took forever to get that number on tape. And that's why it's not that I didn't like the number itself or enjoy it. It's that it was one of those days where it took, you know, maybe like 6 hours to get it on camera. And it was just, it was just time consuming. And that at the end of the day, I was like, I want to go to sleep. But on the other hand, it was a lot of fun to do because I haven't done Broadway in a long time, and it was a way for me to kind of stretch those muscles again. So.
And my question for Bobby was, what was it like doing the behind the scenes for your Something Beautiful DVD?
Oh gosh, that was a lot of fun. It's been about 4 years now since I did that. We sort of around.
I have the disc and I have the DVD. I watch it almost every day because it's just so inspiring, especially the little tidbit with Alexa.
Yeah.
The whole part where you guys were talking on the phone and you started the whole mama and baby doll thing. I fell in love.
Yeah. Everybody misses Alexa.
Everyone does. I commend her for needing to leave and get with her personal life and all that type of thing. It's just
right.
Amanda Baker grew on me in a different way, but I kind of miss Alexa. Like the raw talent and the awesomeness was just there. It came through with every scene, and I really miss seeing it because that's when I first started wanting to be an actress. Was because of how versatile she was.
So she's real special, and you're right, Amanda was too.
And I miss them both. You know, they're both just precious. And I stay in touch with both of them as well. So when I see Alexa, I'll tell her that she's got a fan in you.
Oh, yeah, I'm a pretty big one, so. They kind of went away, and then Dave got killed off, and then I kind of had to move Kendall up to my favorite person on the face of the earth. So I like them both. I just wish we'd have, like, a reunion. I think my favorite scenes was Kendall's pregnancy storyline with her having baby Ian early and them in the car. Let everything, it just opened because I, like, fell in love with both of them at the same time in the same instance.
Well, I bet you're glad Kendall's out of her coma, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been waiting for that forever. I'm so glad she had the coolest wedding ever, but
yep.
I've been waiting for that for a long time.
All right, well, yeah. I didn't see that episode, so spoiler, hello. All right, very cool.
Spoiler, but I'm
gotta keep up. You got to keep up.
Are you talking about her real wedding or her?
She's talking about
wedding.
Her real wedding.
Alicia, cool. Alicia is amazing. I have met her and Rebecca, and I can't wait to meet you, Bobby.
Well, me too. Wow. Me too. I look forward to seeing you sometime.
I want I ever come see you guys at a concert, I want to hear you sing "Best of Me." That was my favorite track on your record.
Okay, just ask and I'll do it. I've been known to do crazy stuff like that.
Well, thanks for picking me up, Joanne, and it was totally amazing to talk to you guys. I really wish I would have got to talk to Cassie.
Thanks, Jenna.
All right. I love all three of you women. Night.
Thanks, Jenna. She's so cute. Okay, I got a request in the chat room from Barb, Bob's right-hand woman. She wants Kathy to sing Bend on the Cruise.
Oh, she's getting blackmailed from Bob. Bob wants her to sing that song. That's like Bob Guinea's favorite song. It's a song off my album, and the first time I sang it at Super Soap, Bob Guinea thought it was like the best song since sliced bread. He just loves that song. I know Bob put her up to that.
She said, no, he didn't.
Yes,
she said, no,
did.
He didn't. She loves it, she said. She said, sing it now, damn it.
No.
I'm not waiting for the cruise.
No,
I'm only kidding. I'm only teasing.
Dance, monkey, dance. No.
Well, okay, now the whole chat room's going, okay, Bobby, you can sing a little bit now. Two or three lines. Go ahead. Sing as a woman. Come on, it's 11:15 at night. They don't want to sing. Not
yeah,
now.
Really.
You're going to have to come to the cruise.
That's right. You have to come to the cruise. Yeah, we both have to get up early in the morning, actually, but it's been fun talking to everybody.
That's
I'm going
right.
to have to go, too.
That's right. And you know what? Yes, I can definitely see that. But, you know, before you guys go, can I just ask you to do something for me individually? Can I get you guys to do a little promotion for Stardish Radio? Hi, this is Bobby Eakes on Stardish, or hi, this is Kathy Breyer on Stardish. Will you do that for me? Okay, I'm recording already, so Bobby, why don't you go first? Just say hi, this is Bobby Eakes on Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Bobby Eakes on Stardish Radio.
Perfect. And Kathy?
Hi, this is Kathy Breyer on Stardish Radio.
Perfect. Okay, you guys, if you want to hear Bobby and Kathy and Cassie sing, you need to go to rockthesoap.com, go book your cruise. If you can't book it now, start saving your pennies. Go to Broadway Cares. There's plenty of ways to see them sing. So my mission is to get you to book a cruise. If I can't do it, I might get kicked off. Bob might throw me overboard. So just come on,
no.
Go book. No, I'm only kidding. But I would love to see a lot of you guys there. So go ahead and go book the cruise. And Kathy and Bobby, thank you again so much for coming on Stardish Radio.
Pleasure.
It's been a true pleasure. Well, after the cruise, I want you to come back because I still have 15 people on hold that I want to talk to you.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. We'll do that. Absolutely.
We'll definitely do it again, okay?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. It was
a
lot of fun.
Thanks a
lot. Whoever we missed, we'll talk soon again.
All right.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Good. Thanks so much. Have a great
weekend.
And I'll see you on the cruise.
See you soon.
I'll see you. Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, guys. That was Bobby Eakes and Kathy Breyer. Don't forget to come back on Monday, Barbara Allen Woods, and Tuesday, actor Ted McGinley will be with me. So don't forget about that. Linda, are you there yet?
I am.
Well, I came to you when you were gone.
No, I don't know why you didn't hear me. I was on the phone the whole time.
Were you on speakerphone?
I guess I must have been.
We couldn't hear you.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, we couldn't hear you, so that's why I put you back on hold.
Well,
All right.
That's okay, but, you know, once I, like, started playing with my phone, I came back and you had already picked up the next caller.
So it was really nice that they decided to spend some time with us, and I really hope a lot of people get to go on the cruise. And I'm sorry for those who did not get a chance to get through on the phone. There's just so many people still on hold, you know. And you know, you guys can go to divasofdaytimetv.com, and you can see when their next upcoming dates are. You can go to stardishradio.com and sign up for the email news alert. So the next time they come on, you'll be the first ones to get the email to let everybody know what's going on. And, yes, Crystal in the chat room, we loved your boob story. Did you hear that one?
Funny. That was so funny.
I'm serious. It is. Let me see if anybody else here on the phone lines is going on this cruise. I try to pick up this line, too. Area code 914. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Cookie. How are you?
Cookie.
Joanne.
Darling. I came to you when you were gone.
I couldn't hear you, so I had to go get the
other
phone.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. Oh, God, I'm so sorry you didn't get a chance to talk to nobody.
That's all right. At least I got to talk to you.
For those of you who don't know, Cookie is a longtime childhood friend of mine that we just found each other on Facebook after 20-some-odd years. So go technology.
Yes, wow. That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm addicted to that thing.
I know, I see that. So Cookie is a big soap fan, Linda, and I wish I could have got her to talk to one of the divas. That would have been fabulous.
Well, you know, I remember you, you know, picking up the code and,
you said it twice
and she wasn't around. Well, the same thing happened to me, you know.
Well, you know what, though? Sometimes when we have people like Bobby Eakes and Kathy Breyer and Kathy DePiva, especially since she's never been on the show before, the switchboard gets so overloaded. And my chat room shut down 3 times. I had to reboot 3 times my chat room. So it just happens like that. But, oh, gosh, girl, next time.
I can't believe how fast the time went.
It did. It really, really did.
So fast.
Yeah. So how did you enjoy your first show, Cookie? This is Cookie's first time looking at the Stardish.
Yes, it was great. It was great. Well, I told you I was going to come listen in, so I did.
You're such a good girl. When I come down, girl, we're going to have to get together.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to have a party. Oh, yeah.
I want to go on that cruise.
Oh, man.
You know what? Me both, believe me.
Cookie,
if you go to rockthesoap.com, you'll see who's going on, okay? You watch all my children. I know that, right?
Oh, I watch them all.
Okay, well, let me tell you who's going on the cruise, and maybe you can convince your husband to give it to you. Brandon Barash, who plays Johnny Zakara.
Oh,
Dr. Jason Thompson, who plays Dr. Noah Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly McCullough, Robin Scorpio. Bob Guinea, of course, is the host. Let me click on this because I can't think off the top of my head because there's so many people going.
Aiden Turner
will be DJing. Mm-hmm. Yes, he certainly will. And beach party with him in Ensenada. Are you kidding me? Torsten Kay, who plays Zach Slater. Eden Regal, who plays Bianca. Bree Williamson, who plays Jessica. Let's see, Kathy DePiva, Kelly Monaco, who plays Sam McCall. Susan Haskell,
Michael.
Who plays Marty. Oh, who?
Michael.
Oh, Michael E. Knight. Yes, Ted Martin. Whoa. Holy cow. How could I forget him? Melissa Claire Egan, who plays Crazy Annie. And then we have some people coming from the other soaps, too. We've got some CBS people and NBC. Mm-hmm. Brian DiTillo from Days of Our Lives and Ted Luckinbill and Jake Silberman. Even one of the American Idol guys. What's his name? Constantine. Rebecca Budd from All My Children. Yeah, Rebecca Budick, who plays Greenlee. Elizabeth Hendrickson, who a lot of people may not realize, she used to play Maggie on All My Children. Yeah. And let's see, I got the list floating by me here. All right, I said Kelly Monaco. And Kelly Monaco's doing a sneak peek of her striptease. Greg Ricard. Did you ever see Imaginary Bitches, Cookie?
No.
Okay, that's a mission for you that you have to do. ImaginaryBitches.com.
Okay.
Okay, that is an exclusive web series on YouTube that Eden Regal and her husband and a lot of the chicks from All My Children that used to be on All My Children put together. And it's a fabulous little thing that they did. It's, you know, each episode is like 5 minutes, and the premise of it is Eden, all her friends are married or have boyfriends, and she's the only one that doesn't. And her friends are, you know, just doing their couple things, and she's the only single girl. So she creates imaginary friends that turn out to be bitches. It's hysterical.
Well, we didn't have to create imaginary friends that were bitches.
Now I know, because we were the real thing, yes. That's so true. God, if YouTube existed back then, holy cow, we would be in so much trouble.
Oh.
So much trouble. But that's your next mission, is to check out ImaginaryBitches.com, because Eden is just fabulous, and her husband, Andrew Miller, is a writer, and he writes it, and it's like a big family family project. Her brother, her sister, they all work on it. Connie Fletcher Staton, the one who used to play Linda, what's Ryan's sister's name? Erin.
Erin.
She's in it.
Erin.
Maggie's Elizabeth Hendrickson's in it. There's a few other people I can't think off the top of my head who's in it.
It's so wonderful. You know, she's got a lot of special, you know, like guest appearances by, you just don't know who's going to drop in. It's just unbelievable. It's the best 5 minutes. I mean, you know, the episodes are fairly short, but they're unbelievable. There's a lot into just a short period of time. So it's great.
And then she also does a thing called cookingtogetlucky.com, where Eden and Bob Guinea go, Eden cooks. She likes to cook. So the premise of that show is, if you're a guy or a girl and you got a boyfriend, girlfriend that you don't know how to make that next move to, the best way is to cook. So they teach you, you know, they get people from the audiences. They ask for emails and ask for scenarios, and they get, you know, they pick your scenario and they'll teach you how to cook a meal to cook someone's pants off. It's hysterical. CookingToGetLucky.com. But Cookie's married. She doesn't need to worry about that.
Already got it. <lucky.
laughs> Yeah, she don't need to worry about that. But that's a really interesting show. And Bob Guinea does fabulous in it. You know, I love Bob. I can't promote Bob enough.
I love him, too.
Yes, I cannot promote my guy enough. It's they're saying in the chat room it's strange. It's not strange. It's a great, great show. Go watch it and stop complaining, Crystal. You haven't been here in 6 months, and you're already starting to shit in the chat room. So funny. So funny. Always willing to start something. But, yeah, so Barbara Allen Woods from One Tree Hill is coming on next Monday, Ted McGinley on Tuesday, and I'm working on Jeannie Francis. Hopefully I'll get her in there sometime next week. Got to see what her schedule's like. That would be fabulous to get her in
that
there.
That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Next week is going to be a great week. I'm looking forward to it, Joanne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm not too positive about Jeannie because I have to do it through the Hallmark Channel, and, you know, they're not being very cooperative. So
she's definitely been very, you know, she's a tough one to track down, you know.
She is.
Got to go through a lot of people just to try to get through to her.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
if anyone
definitely
can do it, it's you.
Yes, you know, and I'm working on Eden to come back on, too. Yeah, Alicia Minshew is another one that we're trying to get on the show. I'm actually waiting to hear from one of the old American Idols. I don't know if anybody remembers him, Kevin Covey. He's the one that looked like Chicken Little.
Yeah.
He's going to be coming on the show. He just did a movie with Lindsay Lohan called Labor Pains. So he'll be coming on, I believe it's February 3rd. I'm just waiting for a firm confirmation. And Sandra D. Robinson from Days of Our Lives is February 2nd. And, oh, gosh, who was that? Tanya Walker from One Life to Live, who plays Alex Olenoff. I'm waiting on that one for, a firm date for her. Tamara Braun is another, is a very popular one, but she's also a very hard one to get on. So, she's another one that you have to go through a million people to get through. But you know what? You guys in the chat room, you can go to stardishradio.com, click on the wish list, and write down who you want to see on Stardish. And no, it does not have to be just soaps, because we're all about doing other things besides soaps. I'm working on to get some other musicians on, and some really cool things are popping over here. So suggestions are always welcome.
What about my dream man?
Who's your dream man?
Steve Burton.
Oh, you know what? Can I tell you? Look, this is where I'm going to leave it with Steve Burton. Steve Burton is my dream man and Linda's dream man also, but he will not do press.
It is a fantasy and a dream, period.
And you know what? We're just going to leave it at that because
we're
going to
leave it at that.
Yeah.
It's better that.
I mean, I'll tell you off the air, Cookie. I won't say it on the air because I don't bash people on the air, but I will definitely tell you off the air. He does not do press unless it has to do with Mona V. And I'll leave that one at that. And Maurice Bernard is another hard one. Actually, Megan Ward is supposed to be coming back on soon, who plays Kate. And Natalia Livingston, possibly. So we'll see what's going on with that.
Mm. Well, actually, I am in the middle of watching today's GH.
Me too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Where, it's, I guess, her second appearance.
It's
quite
whatever.
Interesting with the...
I don't understand what they're doing. I still don't understand what they're doing with this whole story.
You know what, Joanne? You made sense this morning when you kind of compared it to, like, the whole Metro Court thing, how they're, you know, just giving you, like, little bits and pieces here and there. So
I don't understand it. I'm just... It's kind of like a fast-forward thing for me. Actually, One Life to Live was pretty damn good today. And I didn't see all my children, but One Life to Live is really, really good today, so I have to say that.
Yeah.
I'm loving Scott Clifton in the role of Skyler.
He's just a cute little hottie. You know what? Can you put him down on the list, please?
He is on the list. I already sent out my request for him.
Okay.
He's on the list.
Okay.
I jumped on that the day I found out that he was coming back. Oh, yes, I did. And you know what? There's another girl that's on the list I have to do for my friend Georgette, because Georgette's been sick, and she's begging me to get Jordan Sparks to come on American Idol. So I'm diligently working to get Jordan Sparks to come on for Georgette so I can make her happy.
That would be amazing.
You want to know something? Seriously, people in the chat room, you guys put people's names down, and the minute I see the names is the day the requests go out. And, you know, if you don't hear back from me, or it's only because I'm not getting responses. And I follow up with emails and phone calls, and I call these people in California all the time and in New York. And if they don't want to do it, there's nothing I can do about it, but I damn well try to get them on.
And, you know, guys, I can vouch for that. Joanne lives and breathes the show every minute of every day. And she really does work very hard for, you know, not only, you know, for us, but for each and every fan. She really does, you know, she's out there working it, and God love her. We love you, Joe.
Oh, bye. I see that you were just going. Okay, you know what, guys? Anyway, go look at rockthesoap.com. And, I mean, seriously, even if you can't afford it now, try and figure it out. You know, put your pennies away for next year. That's all I can say. We got 1 minute left, and I'm going to leave this show with saying goodbye to my friend Cookie and Linda and everybody in the chat room and that are still on the phone. And what I'm going to do is Let's see. Who should I leave off with?
Goodbye, Joanne.
Oh.
I love you. Miss you.
Love you too, sweetheart. Let's
bye, Cookie. It was good
Thompson.
To
see
you. Bye.
Hi, this is Jason Thompson, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Keep listening.
Hi, this is John J. York, Max Torpio from General Hospital, and you are listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Antonio Sabato Jr., and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
You presume I'm weak, you presume I'm frail, but your perceptions won't prevail. I'm made more than what you see. Hi, this is Kimberly Locke, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hi, this is Eileen Christian, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
All right. This is Ignatius Riccio on Stardish Radio. Stay tuned. And now we got to do the Spanish version. Wait, how do you say it in Spanish? Okay, gotcha. I'm just kidding. Para toda mi gente latina, hispana, esto es Stardish Radio. Acá Ignacio Cerriquio, les mando un abrazo. Cuídense, que Dios los bendiga. Chao.
This is Brandon Buddy on Stardish Radio. Enjoy.
Hey, everybody. This is Kristen Alderson, and I am on Stardish Radio, the coolest radio.